This episode of The Compendium is sponsored by Home & Brew, your source for handcrafted and exotic tabletop gaming gear.
Welcome to The Compendium, a resource designed to help you spend less time learning D&D and more time actually playing.
Hey guys, thanks for listening into the compendium this week. Just a reminder that there are still a few days left to enter our dice tray giveaway. Head over to our Instagram account to see a post talking about the details of the giveaway and see photos of the handmade exotic wood dice tray that we are going to be giving away to our compendium listeners. You can click the link in our bio to be able to access the entry form, and there are a whole bunch of different ways that you can earn entries. Just make sure that you head over there and do so by no later than August 16th. Because that is when this giveaway will end. Thanks for tuning in, and let's start talking more about combat.
So we talked about battle happens or combat happens in rounds. Everybody has to take turns within that round, and that is decided. That's not just decided at random. Like everything else in D&D, that is decided with a dice roll, which is how the rest of combat is determined. So when you go into combat, have your d20 and all of your other polyhedral dice at the ready, because that's when you get to use pretty much all of them. So let's talk a little bit about dice rolls, and especially some of the lingo, because when I went into it, I remember I came and I watched a game that you were DMing. You invited me to kind of observe, and I was taking notes on my laptop about, like, oh, dirty 20. Okay. Da, da, da. And so let's talk a little bit about, you know, looking back, I'm like, oh, that was, how did I not know that? But, you know, let's go into a little bit about dice rolls, what they are, how you use them, and then some of those that lingo that you might hear at different tables.
Absolutely. And I would love for you to pull out those notes sometime and look back and see that. That'd be hilarious. Man. Okay. Yeah. Those were good times. Yeah. I let you be a fly on the wall in a game. And I think my players were all like, wait, why is she here? She's just going to watch, observe. She's a psychologist. No, not your mother. Yeah. Okay. So one of the most common phrases you're going to hear is nat 20. Okay. So a nat 20 is a natural 20. Which means on your 20-sided die, or D20, you've rolled a 20, which is the highest number on there. You have a 1 in 20 chance, a 5% chance of getting that. And the reason that that's so important, that it gets its own name, is that in combat, on an attack roll, and an attack roll only, a natural 20 is a guaranteed success. So if you're swinging your sword or firing your bow or shooting a ball of fire at someone, and on the attack roll you roll 20, it doesn't matter what kind of negatives or positive modifiers are put onto that, it's a success. Right. And oftentimes something called a critical hit, which means that then you're going to take whatever damage dice that attack was going to normally do and double the amount of dice, and then add the bonus a single time at the end. So if you have a sword that does 1d10, you'll then roll 2d10 and then add any relevant modifiers. But what's really crazy is that when you're a rogue or a paladin and you have like smite or sneak attack and you're rolling 2d6, 3d6, it suddenly becomes 4d6 or 6d6 and you just wreck the whole table, you know? So it's kind of crazy. And then there's the less impressive version of a natural 20 called either a modified 20, which is what I've always used to say, and then a dirty 20, which is a phrase that Joe Manganiello, I think, coined or at least made popular, dirty 20, which means the roll of the die plus the modifiers made it a 20, but it's different than a natural 20 because it's not a guaranteed success, because yes, there are some many monsters in the monster manual that a 20 non-naturally doesn't hit. And so you kind of have to make that distinction.
Yeah. And that'll come up too, like at your table. A lot of times for me, a player will be like, oh, I got a 20. I'll be like, is it a natural 20 or is it a dirty 20? Because that makes a difference. Like,
yes.
You know, that is like night and day difference. And so that's usually where I'll clarify, or I'll ask them to clarify, just so that there's no confusion about what type of benefit that they're going to get from that role.
Right. Because it goes to the difference between you hurt a creature to you obliterate and eviscerate a creature. And changes the game drastically. And then on the other side of things, you have a natural 1 or a nat 1 or a natural failure.
Those are my favorite.
Yeah, those are
as a DM. As a DM, those are my favorite clarification.
Yeah, that's an important clarification for sure. So a natural one, like you'd expect, means you rolled a one, and now on an attack roll where you get a natural one, it doesn't matter what you add to it; it will always fail. You missed. You can't do anything to fix it, except for something like lucky or something like that, where you can re-roll the die. And now, what I want to say is that two things about that. In older versions of the game, there were tables that you could roll on, charts, that when you got a natural one or a critical failure, is what it's called, then you could look on that chart and see what bad thing happened to you, like you trip and fall, or you cut your leg off. That was the really old dark days. Or you throw your sword 20 feet and have to go retrieve it. Like you just, it's like a Laurel and Hardy sketch or Three Stooges, you know, it's just really, really bad. Some people call it a critical fumble as well. And you can absolutely do that. Just be consistent because it works for the monsters too. I typically don't do the fumble rolls, the kind of the extremely critical failures, because it's just, it's there's enough going on that I don't need to worry about that and track that. So that's a natural one.
I have a friend who has a really genius method for natural ones that I adopt from time to time, which depending on the circumstances, when a player rolls a natural one for their attack roll, depending on the circumstances, I might have them roll a d20 a second time and then determine based off of that number how badly they fail.
Yes.
So if they roll a, you know, a 19 or a 20, I'll be like, yeah, you know, you just miss. But if they roll like a 2 or a 3, they might even end up doing damage to another player.
Yeah.
So
I like that.
That's a really fun way to do it, is that you're still leaving it to, you know, the dice gods to decide for you. But it's a fun way to be like, let's see how badly you fail.
Exactly. Or what you could do too is just say, you know, if you're swinging a sword, in particular a melee weapon, and there's another friendly party member next to them or really close to them, and they could say, okay, other person, make a dexterity saving throw. And if they fail that, then their flubbed hit hits them instead. You know, I've seen that happen as well. And that's a lot of fun.
Thanks for tuning into the Compendium this week. I hope that you enjoyed listening into Jason and I's conversation. Make sure that you subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already done so, so that you're the first to know every time a new episode publishes. We push out content every Tuesday and Friday, unless you're a patron, in which case you get that content a day early. And if you want more information in between episodes, look us up on social media. We're on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And you can find us by searching for The Compendium, and that is C-O-M-P-E-N-D-M. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you guys next time.